Welcome to Ketchumet Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. In summer, Ketchumet Bay is a flurry of activity. Fishing boats cruise the waters, water taxis and ferries are transporting people to all sorts of adventures. Seabirds and shorebirds have come to roost, and our seasonal populations of whales have returned. You might be familiar with the more charismatic and recognizable species of whales that frequent Ketchumet Bay, your orcas and your humpbacks, but there is another, quieter species of whale that frequents these waters. Minke whales are the second smallest species of baleen whale, the smallest being the pygmy right whale, and frequent the waters around the Gulf of Alaska in the spring and summer. As opposed to toothed whales like beluga or sperm whales, baleen whales like minke whales are primarily filter feeders. Their feeding habits are highly documented and show their prey to be primarily krill, plankton, and small fish. When they find large groups of their prey, they open their lower jaw to an angle almost 90 degrees perpendicular to their body and use the water pressure to force prey into the pleats of their throat grooves. They close their lower jaw and use their tongue to force the water out through their baleen, filtering their prey from the water. This behavior is sometimes referred to as gulping, which is an apt description. Adult minke whales are, on average, about 30 feet long and can weigh up to 8 tons. To compare, humpback whales measure about 50 feet long and can weigh up to 40 tons. They can be found across the globe, all the way up to the Arctic Circle. In the spring and summer, they migrate closer to shore and migrate into deeper waters during the winter months. Some researchers maintain the opinion that minke whales make some of the most unique vocalizations of any whale species, likening them to boings or comparing them to Star Wars noises. I won't do the disservice of trying to imitate them over public radio, and I'll leave you to discover these sounds on your own. Though they're the smallest whale, they're also the fastest, reaching speeds of up to 24 miles per hour. This is their primary defense strategy against their only natural predators, orcas. And while orcas are incredibly fast at the get-go, minke whales are recorded to have better endurance and can outlast an orca in a high-speed ocean chase. Although very curious, minke whales can be hard for a hopeful whale watcher to spot. Their small size makes it easy to hide in choppy water. They spend time at the surface, but are not as showy as their humpback cousins. They are much less likely to fully breach, and do not raise their flukes out of the water when deep diving, rather keeping a lower, sleeker profile of arcing their back and dorsal fin. Additionally, their spout is a very low, almost inconspicuous stream, as they start exhaling before they reach the surface. That being said, minke whales are an abundant species and a treat when you can spot them. The next time you're out in the bay, keep a sharp eye for these wee whales. This is Heather White, and this has been Ketchumet Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Ketchumet Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.